The United States has a fundamental interest. It controls all the oceans of the world. No power has ever done that. Because of that, we get to invade people and they don't get to invade us. It's a very nice thing. Maintaining control of the sea and control of space is the foundation of our power. The best way to defeat an enemy fleet is to not let it be built. The way the British managed to make certain that no European power could build a fleet was to make sure the Europeans were at each other's throats. The policy that I would recommend is the one that Ronald Reagan adopted toward Iran and Iraq. He funded both sides so they would fight each other and not fight us. This was cynical. It was certainly not moral. It worked. And this is the point. The United States cannot occupy Eurasia. The moment the first boot sets the ground, the demographic differential is we are totally outnumbered. We can defeat an army. We cannot occupy Iraq. The idea that 130,000 men would occupy a country of 25 million, well, the ratio in New York of cops to citizens was greater than we had deployed in Iraq. So we don't have the ability to go across, but we do have the ability to first support various contending powers so they concentrate in themselves with political support, some economic support, military support, advisors, and in extremis, do what we did in Japan, in Vietnam, in Iraq, and in Afghanistan, spoiling attacks. The spoiling attack is not intended to defeat the enemy. It's intended to throw him off balance. What we did in each of these wars, in Afghanistan, for example, is we threw Al-Qaeda off balance. The problem we have, since we're young and stupid, is that having thrown them off balance, instead of saying, okay, job well done, let's go home, we said, well, that was easy. Why don't we build a democracy here? This was the moment of dementia that came in. The answer, therefore, is the United States cannot constantly be intervening throughout Eurasia. It must be selectively intervening and very rarely. That is the extreme moment. We cannot, as the first step, send American troops. And when we send American troops, we have to clearly understand what the mission is, limit it to that, and not develop all sorts of psychotic fantasies. So hopefully we've learned that this time. It takes a while for kids to learn lessons. But I think you're absolutely right. We cannot, as an empire, do that. Britain didn't occupy India. It took various Indian states and turned them against each other and provided some British officers for an Indian army. The Romans did not send vast armies out there. It placed kings like, various kings created under the emperor, and those kings were responsible for maintaining the peace. Pontius Pilate was an example. So empires that are directly governed by the empire, like the Nazi empire, fail. No one has that much power. You have to have a level of cleverness. However, our problem is not yet that. It is actually admitting that we have an empire. So we haven't even gotten to that point where we don't think we can kind of go home and it'll be over and done. And so we're not even ready for chapter 3 of the book.